Hey, man, I'm not the one that has to edit it.
I'm going to come in like Eeyore.
Hook him.
Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's go! Let's get this show going, man.
Hurry up, hurry up!
With your hosts, Swagzilla Zero G.
We can't all be winners.
Mike, the feverish Fanero.
It's never in a vacuum! Nothing is in a vacuum!
And FF underscore spaceman.
And he's trying to trick me by supporting vacated targets as if they're a real thing.
David Wright. The Rookie Fever Podcast.
We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it,
baby. They come. Wait, see.
Welcome back to Rookie Fever, episode 212. Is that how Eeyore would do it? Is that, were you guys wondering throughout the whole intro?
I was wondering if people were just going to turn it off because it sounded like you were bored as shit.
Here, as always, with the feverish Fanero and Spaceman himself.
Hey, guys.
I told them I was going to come in like Eeyore. I think that it's fair. They had high expectations of some sort of Eeyore impersonation, and we had to give them what they wanted. Anyway.
Number 12.
Into the top 12. If this is even still in the show, we're going to divert to the top 12 now. Rashad Bateman, wide receiver 59. Finally made the list.
Finally healthy.
One of us was going to get it. 6.9 points, 4 receptions, 6 targets, 29 yards. Number 11, Amon-Ra. Oh my gosh, I'm off tonight. Amon-Ra St. Brown, wide receiver 47, 9.6 points, 5 receptions, 7 targets, 26 yards. Number 10, Nico Collins. Finally making the list, man. Also I wish healthy. He wasn't on the list because I'd love to play him this him. Week. Yeah, wide receiver 43, 10.4 points, 4 receptions, 6 targets, 44 yards, 0 touchdowns. Javonte Williams, running back 25, 14.5, 5 points, 11 carries, 53 yards, 0 touchdowns, 3 receptions, 3 targets, 15 yards. Ja'Marr Chase. Falling down a little bit. I'm actually surprised to see this just with the run he had. I expect to see more of that the rest of the way, to be completely honest with you. Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver 22, 15.7 points, 4 receptions, 6 targets, 97 yards. Pat Freiermuth, 7 for 7. Pat Freiermuth, we'll call him Crazy Sevens. That's not quite 8 for 8 Gabriel Davis, but I would trade away Gabriel Davis for the Pat Freiermuth tight Davis. End premium or not. 7 for 7, 58 yards. Number 6, feverish predicted Ramondre Stevenson, running back 22, 16.45 points, 5 carries, 23 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 receptions, 3 targets, 39 yards.
Needed that TD, but those catches are nice.
Would you give a second? 2022 second or Ramondre Stevenson?
Is it on the later side?
It's just a second.
I just hate New England running backs. Maybe.
No.
Dave? Dave's like, no.
Number 5, Chuba Hubbard. Would you give a second for Chuba Hubbard? Running back 20, 17.5 points, 16 carries, 61 yards, 1 touchdown. His first touchdown noted by Fanero, 1 reception, 3 targets, 4 yards. Would you give that second?
I own McCaffrey.
Nothing is in a vacuum. That's the one drop I need. Feverish. I bet you have that somewhere on a file.
I can get that for you.
So Triple Hubbard has 5 rushing first downs, and I think Christian McCaffrey in the 2 games, the game and a half that he's played, had 12. So wow. It just shows you that they're just not even in the same tier. And now, mind you, I don't know one's saying that, but this is nice, but it just feels like Mike Davis all over again.
Yeah,
that's I fair. Agree. They're not in the same tier. One's like the tier that runs down your face because you can't use McCaffrey 2 years in the row, and the other is just the backup that's kind of better than Mike Davis. I don't know. But you guys didn't answer my question. Would you give a second for Chuba Hubbard? Number four, Chris Evans, running back 15, 22.7 points, 4 carries, 18 yards, 3 receptions, 3 targets, 49 yards. Getting Dave some huge points this week.
That was a big
one. Number three, say again.
I said that was a big one for him.
It was.
It was, it was a dart throw at the end of the show, and he
that was a tough one.
Yeah.
Oh, my. You think that would have a higher point? Like, I feel like 22 points, like fantasy points, would give would be higher up, but these top rookies had big weeks.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Yep. Khalil Herbert, running back 9, 25.95 points, 19 carries, 97 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 receptions, 3 targets, 15 yards. Love to see it. Number two, Jalen Waddle, wide receiver 4, 29 points, 10 receptions, 13 targets, 70 yards, 2 touchdowns. Number one, Najee Harris, running back 6, 30.7 points, 24 carries for only 81 yards, 6 receptions, 7 targets, 46 yards, and 1 touchdown. Did you guys see what I just did right there? I improvised because you didn't have only in there, and I added only on my own. 24 carries, only 81 yards with those 24 carries. You love to see it for fantasy, but it's not what we're used to seeing at the same time from studs like this. So
it's a top O-line he's playing behind.
That's true. That's true. And the 6 receptions, 7 targets, obviously good to see.
He's leading the NFL in enforced missed tackles. So it's not only is he you know, getting all this volume, not only catching the ball, but it's because this whole line is so bad, he's creating, it doesn't, you know, it feels very inefficient, but he's breaking tackles to get this yardage. So it's, imagine if he does get a good, like a better O-line around him at some point or a better QB. It's exciting. So I don't think this is just a, hey, the team sucks and Big Ben sucks. Like he's showing some real talent running the ball, even though the numbers might not be showing it.
Yeah. Still just looks weird on paper to me.
100%. No, trust me. When you're
81 yards.
Yeah.
Only 81 yards.
Do you want me to add that to the show sheet?
Kind of. Oh, my goodness. Did you guys forget?
Yes.
Are you totally ready for this week?
No. Dave?
I'll plead the fifth. I don't want to say if I forgot or not.
Eyes forward.
Oh, yeah. Look at me. They're forward.
Look at me. Dave always like goes cross-eyed at this point. I'm like, how is he reading two screens? Which rookie has the best catch rate in the NFL through 2021? Which rookie?
Freiermuth.
Minimum targets? Or just
there's no minimum targets.
Pat Freiermuth.
Chris Evans.
Do you want to know how many targets he has? No. No.
No, and we gave you our answers.
You said no. It's Javonte Williams.
Oh.
With 93.3%. 15 targets to answer your question, Dave. I know you have it somewhere in front of you there.
Oh, he's getting it.
But 93.3%, fifth in the NFL.
Cool. How many targets was it? 15, you said?
15.
Yeah.
14 receptions on 15 targets. Wish, ish, or feverish?
What's that?
Wish, ish, or feverish is the newest and hottest thing in fantasy football, brought to you, of course, by Rookie Fever. Soon to be on some other show that'll act like they didn't hear it here.
Oh, classic.
Feverish is a player we are crazy about. Ish, a player we are kind of, meh, starting to get off of a little bit. Just don't want to believe in, maybe. Wish is a player we still like a lot. We have hope in, and we just have some wishes. This criteria might change a little bit any given week for who has the wish. So I say for who has the wish because we only have 2 wishes per show. We have 2 ishes per show, and we have 2 feverishes per show. Well, we have 3 because feverish is always here. So we do have 3 feverishes, but only 2 feverishes to really share amongst us all. So
you can, 3 of you us here,
we have to split it up so we all have 2. So this week we've got feverish with a wish. Dave has a ish. I'm feverish. Whoa. And I've got a wish. And Finero's also got a ish. And Dave is also feverish. So we're all feverish.
Yes, good point. I just don't get to talk
about it. Now that all of us being feverish has completely confused anybody from the game, rewind about 20, 30 seconds where I explained it the first time.
And while you're doing that, you can listen to me say, Chris Evans has 8 of 8 for targets. So he has 100% catch rate.
Oh. Hmm.
I must have missed that.
And then so does Ramondre Stevenson is 4 for 4. Elijah Mitchell is 4 for 4.
Hmm. I'll have to check this information out and get back with you.
Maybe you could check.
For now, Dave, you just lost some points. Write that down.
Oh, Dave.
I know.
Rookie mistake.
So, feverish, who's your wish? Feverish wish? Do you wish you had a feverish?
My wish, I wish that Sam Darnold was a better quarterback. I wish that Sam Darnold had the ability to look past his first read. I wish that Terrace Marshall had a better chance this season. And I'm not sure it comes with Sam Darnold. He's been on the field, averaging over 70% of snaps lately. But Anderson's out there, too. And DJ is out there even more. And targets certainly tell a bigger story. He has just 22 on the season after 6 games. Meanwhile, pass funnel DJ Moore has 63. At LSU, as we all know and been waiting for, he was like kind of a red zone monster. It's kind of where he made his hay. He has he has 3 red zone targets on the season, and he had 2 of them in week 1. He hasn't had a red zone target, multiple red zone targets since then. Only 3 on the season. So my wish is that Sam Darnold wasn't Terrace Marshall's quarterback.
So what is your preferred method? Like what, I don't know if I should say preferred. What's the strongest way to make a wish? Like, is it a wishbone? Is it like the curved wish chip where you have to like put it in your mouth and you can't bite into it till after you make the wish? Or is it like blowing the dandelion? Cause I want to make that wish too. And I completely agree with you. And I'm glad you brought Sam Darnold into this, because he has a favorable matchup this weekend. I expect him to do much better. And you use that damn opportunity to move on from Sam Darnold, because people were already too excited once this season, myself included. But he doesn't do good in even a meh matchup. So this one's pretty favorable. Hopefully he rebounds for your fantasy points. But I agree with you, Fenero. I love that wish.
I almost want to use my next wish to just cancel that and just have him keep funneling targets to DJ Moore. That's my.
Yeah, Darnold's good for DJ Moore, that's for sure. First read only.
Yeah, and then what happens once McCaffrey's back?
Yeah. DJ Moore still had a 30% target share with CMC there.
I mean, DJ Moore will be fine, but I mean, the upside of Terrace Marshall gets even worse.
Give us some time.
Shai Marshall, Smith was cutting into Terrace Marshall.
Damn, another rookie.
Give it some time. Dave, what's your ish?
Now, my ish here, guys, is it's something that I've been weighing heavily on my heart here, because this is one of Swag's guys. Swag's really liked him heading into the offseason, or this offseason. Jalen Waddle. He's got some pretty sexy numbers. I've talked about it a couple times here that I'm starting to come around here, and I am. I'm ish now. I am not just this like, oh, I'm hating. I'm no longer hating on Jalen Waddle like I was in the offseason, where I was wicked low on, not like wicked low, but I was definitely below consensus, and it's unwarranted. And the thing is, when I say that though, it's kind of a mixed bag, because there's a lot to like. He's got the 22% target share, which is awesome for a rookie. He's got 8 targets per game, which is even freaking better. That gets me. I'm not even that.
You
I'm not even
feverish,
that.
Not ish.
Like, I know.
You sound like you're ish on Dave.
But I think what he's saying is he came from like really off of him, and now he's up to ish.
So, I hear you.
And then it's 86% route participation, so he's on the field a lot, and 3 touchdowns. I would not have bet he had 3 touchdowns to start the season where we're at now. So that's very promising. But now the negative here. So I start off hot, and now to bring you back down to the ish. I started off feverish, you might say, and now I'm going down to the ish. He has a low 8-out of only 5.6 yards per air yards per attempt. And to go with that, he has a very low yak per target. So not only does he have a low 8-out, but his yards after the catch does not match. Like, so I sorted in my database, I sorted players who have under 7 ADOT and what their yaks were. His, like, what he's creating in his yards after the catch is more with Adam Humphries, Braxton Berrios, Zach Pascal, not the exciting players. Whereas Rondale Moore, Tyler Boyd, Cole Beasley, they're like a much higher yak per target. And then Jalen Waddle's ability to turn air yards into receiving yards has not been that efficient, which has just been a little disappointing. And so that's kind of the issue. Is like, I thought, you know, I'm loving the volume. I really love the volume. I did not think he'd be getting this volume. So that's why I'm the feverish. But then he's not creating all this. He's not creating like I thought he would, because everyone told me he was. I just want to see more dynamism out of him. That's all. So that's why I'm ishish.
And he needs Tua.
Yeah.
He's much better when Tua is there. So does Tua get traded to Washington?
I hope not.
That's the rumors going round. So my feverish, and what's a ish look like? I wish we knew what an ish looked like. Can somebody figure that out for us here at Rookie Fever? Any of you listening, we want to know what an ish looks like. Or I do. These guys don't care. I want to know what an ish looks like.
You might be able to find it in the Rookie Fever store at some point.
Oh, maybe. What does the ish look like, feverish?
I'll have to figure that out for you.
Finero just gave Dave the bird. Does the ish look like the bird? My feverish is Javonte Williams. And I know that, like, and I already mentioned right at the beginning of the show where Dave thinks that there's people that have caught better. I'll have to look into that because I do believe you, Dave, but you still lose points. Still lose points. Running back 29 on the season. He was running back 25 this week. I really like the world I see for Javonte Williams post Melvin Gordon. And it's just not that far away at this point. We get very impatient in Dynasty because we're always moving along to the next thing. Well, it's almost here with Williams. And I don't know. I'm really excited. I'm really into him. I want to go get him before it's too late, but it's probably too late. It's too late. It's too late.
It's too late. So,
Javonte Williams is my feverish. Only 65 carries, though, 300 yards, and then those 14 receptions I mentioned on the 15 targets.
The highest evasion percentage or juke rate, whatever you want to call it, among any running back. He's fourth in the league in missed tackles forced, which is a very predictive, very indicative of raw talent at the running back position. But because he has such a low volume, he's doing it at a much higher rate than Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, and Najee Harris. So that's just really exciting.
Awesome.
Swags, do you also have a wish?
I do have a wish. My wish is kind of weird. I like your wish better already. Let me be clear about that.
Okay.
But my wish, like, first of all, my wish is that I would have taken my own advice out of the season last year when we were doing rookie lutions, and not drafted rookie running back in the second round. I stayed pretty well. I have no Gainwell. I have no Michael Carter, which would be better than that of the Trey Sermon that I do have a couple shares of. But I just want better things for him. I want him to see the field more. I'm hoping and wishing that he gets some more opportunities out of the bye week here, which, by the way, I was called out by a listener, and I appreciate you very much for listening and letting me know that I picked Trey Sermon on his bye week for our top 12 predictions. But and that is what I'm hoping, man, is out of the bye week with some Trey Sermon, maybe some Brandon Ayuk, but my wish is Trey Sermon gets some more touches.
Good luck with that.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, I have an ish in case anybody wants to hear it. My ish this week is Michael Carter. Still sharing snaps about 50-50 with who? Ty Johnson. But it's something he's used to. He's never really had a backfield to himself. Sharing the ball almost 50-50 with Javonte Williams at UNC in 2020. He's averaging less than 10 carries a game-ish. Only got over 40 yards rushing once all season, and that was week two at 59-ish. I believe this fourth round pick can and will play a nice complementary role next year when the Jets draft a running back with one of their two first rounders or two second rounders. Four picks next year. Tell me Michael Carter's not getting replaced. Ish.
Man, hopefully someday. But, I mean, they need to be in the situation where they could use a good running back, though, and not just have him wasting away like Barkley or something on the Giants. You know, a team that's ready. Kind of like you got frustrated a few years back when you drafted Barkley. And it ended up great for fantasy, and then you fall in love. But, I mean, it was a horrible team move because they weren't ready for a running back of that caliber yet. It's kind of just like fantasy, you know, when you want your running backs to be studs when your team's ready to go. And the Jets, I don't know. I hear you, though. I agree with everything you said. He's ish. So ish.
So ish.
Mr. Dave.
So I hate
to itch.
I know I hate being ish-ish on Rookie Fever because it feels like it's not part of the show. I'm supposed to bring the heat, be excited about all these rookies. So going off here, and someone I hated on, I think I said that he was probably the next quarterback for the New York Giants at one point this offseason, a throwaway comment. It was Kadarius Toney. I am one of the best things I think you can do in fantasy. It's actually a fine line of holding true to your convictions, but also when you get new data and new information, to be able to adjust your priors. And I want to do that quickly with Toney, Kadarius Toney. I am feverish on him. There was people that, you know, there's a lot like stat people, fantasy people, nerds, analytic nerds will make fun of a lot of these NFL guys who loved Kadarius Toney and his film and the film watchers. But the thing is they do this for a job. They do this for a living and they do get some wrong, but they do have a skill of recognizing these types of players. And Kadarius Toney is one of these players. So there are people who were very high on him. He got the draft capital. And you have to take that into account. There was something that was not being shown in the data, but the data that's being shown now is that he's a stud. He ran four routes before being injured in week six and got three targets on four routes. That's insane. That's like some insane numbers. I'm trying to sneak in while he's injured this week or this injury to try to go get him in Dynasty. I'm not going to give up like a Rondale Moore or anything like that. I'm not going to get too crazy, but I'm definitely going to be willing to what may be considered an overpay for right now in the dynasty circles to try to get some Kadarius Toney before he really takes off.
I love that one, Dave. As a Giants fan, just watching him start and stop the way he does, he really passes the eye test. He feels like special in that regard. My only concern, like I almost had him on one of my wishes, is just to stay healthy, right? I mean, he struggled to get on the field to begin with, and then he hit the field, and I think we kind of saw what he is capable of. But, you know, there's a lot of players in the NFL that are capable of that in a small sample size. But you're right. I mean, it was remarkable. And like I said, it really passed my eye test. I watched that game, and it's what teams were in love with and kind of predicted that there was multiple teams that wanted him in the first round because of that athleticism. And it does seem, and they were just concerned about him truly learning the wide receiver position. And I think seeing him in a game, you know, where he was needed, step up like that, really a good sign.
I want to see it a little bit more.
Of course.
And I know Dave said, like, he's not, like, giving up Rondale Moore or put him in that category. He's feverish. But, yeah, I want to see it a little bit more. I think the hype got a little ahead of where he is for me. So, and I know Dave said he's trying to buy low on the injury week. I'm curious what you'd pay. I just feel like too many people are eating at that restaurant for me to go wait in line.
I just, before the show, I sent out Adam Thielen trying to get Kadarius Toney for a win now team who you know, deep starting rosters. And, you know, mm-hmm. that when you miss games, especially in these bye weeks, that can hurt.
Yeah.
I was told no, but they're still in negotiation. So that's what my opening offer was, Adam Thielen.
Not a bad offer. Which side of that trade would you want, Finero?
Yeah, I think you're really hitting me with I want to see more. But I like the context that Dave gave with the whole win now part of it, because that makes sense. Getting younger at the wide receiver position with that upside and getting rid of it's so tough. Like I still remember sharing with you guys like a deal I made to get rid of Tyreek Hill. It's one of those things that when you have an asset that you know what they're capable of, but Adam Thielen is not one of my favorite players. So I like that, Dave.
He's not one of mine either.
I like where his head's at. You know what I mean? Like it's a player that can put points in someone's lineup right now. And he's 30?
He's 29. Maybe he didn't turn 30. I think he's 29 though.
I feel like he's been 29 for a while. Kind of just has that feeling.
He does, doesn't he?
He's 31, actually. My mistake.
Damn, yeah. 31. So that's why you're going to get it now, I think. For some reason, that 30's moved over to wide receivers. It was always running backs, but 30 feels old, especially for Adam Thielen. And then you got Justin Jefferson. I told you guys I'm worried about where Cousins goes and who the quarterback is next. Yeah.
Yeah, and with Tony, I mean, the thing is, like, once players actually come back, at some point other players are going to play football there. So, and I mean, Shepard just had a great week.
It's not Kenny Galladay. Jesus.
I mean, you guys owe him some money. He's going to be there.
No, I hear you, dude. I totally understand. I mean,
same with Barkley. Barkley takes targets.
I might take Kadarius.
Opens Tony up a little bit more, but.
I'll take Kadarius Tony over Kenny Galladay in Dynasty right now. And I think people might think that's crazy, but yeah, I'm for it. The upside, because then think if Kadarius Tony, like, he does have some injuries this season, flashes maybe once or twice if he gets back. There's a hype around him that you can pump up in the off season. It's not like this window is going to be just shut on you with Tony. I think it's going to be open for a while because you saw this explosion early on.
And the first round draft capital.
Yep.
Keeps him around. Nice.
Rookie fever trivia. I didn't want to talk about Kadarius Tony anymore.
Yeah, you just hit the laser button and it's over. Oh, I know.
Which rookie fell off the top 12 for the first time?
What's his name? Gainwell.
We talked about this before the show when you weren't here, Spice. Yeah,
Gainwell. He's looking for the winner sounder. It's taking forever, but...
Oh, you might lose points if you keep talking like that, Finero.
Hey, you both will lose some points. But you are wrong.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah, really. He wasn't in it last week either. He wasn't in it week 5 or 6.
Oh, so then maybe Devonta Smith is my guess?
Nope.
He had a bad week, too.
3 weeks. Yeah, he had a bad week. 3 weeks only.
Oh, it's... I know who it is, because they were on a bye week.
Ow.
Yep. Kyle Pitts.
Look at his hands behind his head like he's all proud and shit. Yeah, trick question, Kyle Pitts.
Kenny Gainwell, we talked about it while you weren't here.
Oh, you liked that, didn't you?
All right. I'm gonna put that on repeat.
Why don't you move on to predictions, buddy?
Finero was alluding to is how poorly I did last week on Rookie Fever predictions. I took Trey Sermon on a bye week and it got me negative 20 points. Kind of a little bit of redemption with crazy 7 Pat Freiermuth got me 6 points, but negative 14 overall for me last week wasn't a good week. I'm just falling behind in this game. It's whatever. I get first pick and it's really the only time I get first pick in this show. So I'm going to take it. That's why I'm losing. Spaceman. Kind of falling from the grace a little bit. Feverish was hot last week. Had Terrace Marshall for negative 15. And then Chris Evans for plus 9. 4 for 4, Chris Evans?
4 for 4.
4 for 4, Chris Evans.
That wasn't just on a week or anything, right? That was
8 for 8 for the season.
Oh. 8 for 8.
I know that guy.
Damn him. And then Feverish. So Dave had a negative 7 on the week, which makes him pick 2nd. And then Feverish had Rashad Bateman. I think Bateman's been picked for this show 3 weeks in a row now by every one of us.
Maybe.
And he just barely squeaked in at number 12. So plus 1 for Finero. And then Ramondre Stevenson for the plus 7. Total of plus 8 for Feverish on a little reign of terror here.
Is this the first week we've all had one in the top 12? It feels like it. Because I was horrible for the first 4 weeks, so I didn't have any. That's 4 weeks right there. So it'd be like maybe last week we each had one. Yeah, no, I think it's the first week that we all had somebody in the top 12. It's not an easy game.
No, especially this week because we have the 12 in it and then 6 other players that we can't use that aren't eligible. And those guys are Rondell Moore, Kyle Pitts, Eliza Mitchell, Gainwell, Devonta Smith, Michael Carter, and then I can't use Trey Sermon, as I mentioned, and then Dave can't use Terrace Marshall. So, I mean, the options this week, there's literally 17 players I can't use.
And I pick last.
So, with that said, I'm gonna eat a curvy chip and find a dandelion, and I'm gonna get a wishbone. I'm going to do all that shit in Terrace Marshall week. Sound good? Are they on a bye week or anything?
No.
But he is in concussion protocol. He did not practice today.
Well, that's not good.
Well, I mean, he might play. It's just, you know, he got hit really hard in that game. So,
Okay. I'm going to change my guy. And I'm going to get just as exciting as I just was. And,
well, do it again. Like, really, really hype it up.
We'll pretend. It's
copy and paste.
There.
Copy. If you want to hear it again, just rewind. Like, hit that back 15 second
yes,
button.
Yes, that's the theme of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So just all that excitement. Bring it in.
Yep. And, very excited.
But now I have two players I want to pick. I'm going to go with Dimitrik Felton. With
God dang it. Come on, Finero.
Yeah, fuck you.
That's who I want.
Chubb and Hunt out.
Yeah, no shit.
You guys already made that worth it to me. Even if he doesn't play, that was just worth it to me.
That's just like, this is like my fantasy. That's just how it is. Oh, I'm doing well this week. And then
beating the crap out of me at this game. And you're like, oh, that's just my luck. Just my luck.
Just my luck. That's just my Chris Evans luck. Ugh. All right. Well,
poor Dave.
I think I'm going to go with, actually, I have to go back and look at the rules, make sure I didn't get someone that.
Yeah, how about Terrace Marshall, dude? I hear he's a good play this week.
Well, yeah. I mean, I might trade him for Dimitrik Felton if you're interested. But no, in all seriousness, I'm going to go with, there's a couple of players. I'm going to go with Tommy Tremble. He ran, I know
oh,
he
that's
kind
my
of
boy.
Flopped last week with only, I think it was, yeah, only two targets or what have you last
all you
week.
Gotta do, all you got to do is pick that touchdown and you get it.
Yeah, but he had 20 routes run, which is a season high for him, I believe, off the top of my head. That usage is trending upwards, so I'll go with Tommy Tremble in a tight end premium.
Yes, it is. Yep, I like it. Feverish.
So I'm between two players, and
take one of mine.
I'm actually going to pick the player I want the least out of these two. Because I think the second player that I like the most, you two won't pick. So I'm going to go ahead and just hope that Trey Sermon gets a little bit more.
Well, I can't pick Trey Sermon.
I know, but I can. Gets a little bit more tread and that Swags gets his wish. I don't like it at all, but I don't like any of these picks either. So I think Trey Sermon is on the safer side, but I hate it. I do have a player, again, I like more, and I'm really hoping he falls to me with my second pick. Trey Sermon's my first. Just because I think you guys will both not pick my top pick.
Well, I have to be honest with you. I don't think Dave would have taken Trey Sermon either.
Okay.
I've been burned by him already once this year. I'm not being burned by him again.
I gotcha.
And then now I'm at this weird spot where I have two players I want. And I want to pick the one Finero wants, but I don't even know if it's one of them.
That means you just pick the guy that I want again.
I might.
Snipe him.
Yeah, so.
It's so funny.
I'll
so
go with Elijah Moore out of the bye week.
All right. Yeah, see, I can't do it. I'm not.
He was
doing,
unavailable.
I'm not doing. No, Elijah Moore? Oh, he's totally available.
Oh, Elijah Moore. I thought Elijah Mitchell. Sorry.
No, Elijah Moore. I'm not picking Elijah Moore ever again until he does shit. Like, that's when I'll start looking at Elijah Moore. It's ridiculous.
Then you can't pick him.
So tired of it.
Once he does it, you can't pick him.
I understand that.
Elijah's mad at it.
I am. I'm really upset about waiting this long for Elijah Moore to do anything.
You mean like a 40% catch rate for Elijah Moore? Is that accurate? Yeah, 40% catch rate on 20 targets. Come on, Zach Wilson.
All right, so your guy fell to you. What's up?
I have two guys. Now, I feel like I'm pulling one out of your guys' book now, and I'm going to actually just talk about both of them because, well, no, that's probably no.
You can't
that's not tell
Finero picks.
Yeah,
that's well, he means he can theory. He can talk because he's not going to. I'm not going to steal anything.
But one guy, see, the deciding factor for me is going to be one guy had 77% route participation. While the only one, other one had 40, low 40s. So I'm going to go with Dyami Brown.
Damn, that's the one.
That's who I was going to pick if it wasn't for Elijah Moore.
Curtis Samuel did not practice the groin. McLaurin did not practice hamstring. He's been struggling. Like that, this is the week you pick W. Brown. Thank you for not letting me happen.
I like that pick. He was my other one. Sounds like all of us were kind of into that.
Targets last week. So six targets. Why not?
So I should have gone the other way, right? If I had gone Dyami Brown with my first spot, no one would have picked Trey Sermon. I would have gotten Trey Sermon.
Yeah, I would have quit.
I mean, I couldn't. Dyami Brown. So I would have if I could have, Finero. Finero, all right. I think you should take Josh Palmer or Luke Farrell or Larry Roundtree.
No. You mean because they're all in a bye? So... I'm gonna hope that Beckham's shoulder keeps him out for tomorrow night's Thursday night football game and go Anthony Schwartz versus the Broncos.
That's who I was deciding between was Anthony Schwartz and Dyami Brown.
I was gonna try and get cute and pick my boy up, Jarrett Patterson, who might have an opportunity with Gibson getting messed up.
Actually, yeah.
So I wanted to put an honorable mention out there that won't get me any points with Jarrett Patterson. What I didn't like is that they used the shit out of, help me out, McKinnon. No, not McKinnon.
J.D. McKissick.
J.D. McKissick. They used the shit out of him, and I think Jarrett Patterson got one carry.
One carry.
When Gibson got hurt early. So, I mean, they had the whole week to plan, so maybe Jarrett Patterson gets some more, but... I wanted to bring that name up versus the Packers.
Yeah, I like it. I almost picked him.
And Terrace Marshall. Terrace Marshall gets picked by no one.
Thank you, by the way. You should. I would have left the show with him if you let me. Rookie Fever trivia.
That Dave, you're probably going to know
this one. Which rookie has the longest reception in the NFL?
Ja'Marr Chase?
Yeah, I would go with that too.
No, and I hope I'm right.
I don't have that easily.
Rondell Moore with a 77 yard reception, third longest in the NFL to this point in this season.
Finero, you're not good enough to have a guess at this point.
I stole your guess.
Oh,
I said I'm going with the same thing. I thought it was Chase as well,
Mr. Rondell Moore.
I should never disrespect Rondell. I think it's going to be a big week for him, by the way, against Houston. I think he's gone out at like the 1 or 2 yard line 3 or 4 times already this season. All the peripherals are there, so Rondell Moore week.
Love it. Feverish, do you have any final thoughts?
I do. Swags, Dave, there are hundreds of people in your life who will tell you you can't do something. That belief is more about their limitations than yours. Remember, and change can't into can. And can into do.
I like it. I'll have to listen back. Now I have to listen to the show.
Shit.
Appreciate you guys as always. I am at Swagzilla0G. This is at Rookie Fever. You guys get to do your own.
I'm the Feverish Finero at Aardvark TV, and he is
the Ish of. It's the issue of my bitch. I don't know. I don't know. I can't rhyme. At FF underscore spaceman Dave Wright.
FF underscore spaceman Dave
Wright. Sounds a lot like Amon Ra. I know. Doesn't it? Like, there's really virtually no difference.
I was actually going to say it too. Oh, there was a difference.
Is that how Foxy talks?
No, yeah, I'm not doing Foxy.
I am Foxy, and I talk like this. If you want to learn about Foxy, listen to the rest of the show. Swags remembered I had a final thought.
That was a good final thought.
I heard it from somebody recently, and it hit me. If you think about it, think about how many people like to say you can't do that. Like, a lot. A lot of people tell you what your limitations are. How the fuck do they know? Yeah, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. Fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever. All through the night, sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. Rookie fever. Got the fever,
That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago now.
He got the 101 scout and he's never done this stupid throw and run. I told you anyone, size and speed just on real landing spot. Not ideal, wait, what's his breakout? A full rookie fever stage.
Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he pulled his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now we get a fever. When we kiss it, fever with that flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon.
Got the fever, cause I got the fever. Now you got the fever, so she got the fever, and he got the fever. No cure for the fever, so let's feed the fever. Thank God for the fever. Thank God for the
fever.
You have to talk now.
I tried that, then he stopped. Now you got the fever.
My daughter has a guy
named Poe, and that's the voice you have to use for Poe. And if you use another voice, you're not doing it right. With imaginary friends? No, he's a
stuffed guy.
Oh, oh, oh. Man, I was like, she dating already? Like, I was thinking, yeah. Well, here, if you lived with us, you would know what we were talking about if we said, oh, guy. Is the water different in Michigan? What's happening? What's a guy? Explain. Oh, man, now we might bore our listeners.
So, we've got
a few guys, you know? I don't know. She's got some guys. And they're all, like, stuffed guys. And they all have, like, unique personalities and voices. And, I am the creator of those characters and voices, and they're just a part of our household. It's maybe another time. How many, just before we move on to the top 12, how many guys are there in the household? There's a total of 8. Oh, if you are from being serious, I can count that quick, like, because they're kind of in groups, because 3 of them are sort of for my son, but he doesn't quite care, but they still fit the criteria. And, but there's probably only like 3 or 4 with strong personalities and like really like that get in there. Foxy is the leader of the pack, clearly. And, you don't want to mess with Foxy.
No.
And Poe is actually like, so there's like some Tim Allen Christmas movie where he goes, Poe, Gio! And so that's where Poe came from. That name came from that Christmas movie. And, but really like the ones you need to know about are Foxy, Piglet, and Poe. Clear. And the other ones now she feels bad about we didn't mention.
And Poe, who is not related to Piglet.
Eeyore-ish.
Is Eeyore. Talks like Eeyore.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. All right.
But he's a little bit more fierce than that, but he is a little bit slow.
But not like Foxy. You don't mess with Foxy.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
This may be the worst 15 minutes in Rookie Fever history.
Yeah, play it back for your daughter. I'm sure she'll
enjoy it. To make up for that, we're going to fly through the top 12 super quick. I may even edit that out for you guys. I don't know if you wanted to hear it or not, though. So you guys might have wanted to know that.
Maybe throw that shit at the end.
Yeah, the more I think about it, I might not want them to hear that, right? You know, maybe like silence it.
Fade it, speed it up so they have to really skew what I said there. That's what we'll do.
Okay.